So it's the Old Port half marathon tomorrow and the 5K too, Shipyard and all that. And I'm thinking, you know, if, based on how fast that guy ran in Auburn,
with the Bears.
We set a couple Bears loose. Everyone's going to have a way better time. There was a, there's a story. I don't know if you saw this, Dean. In Auburn, there's an actual marathon runner. He's Kenyan, right?
Right.
But he lives in Auburn, Maine. And he's like a professional runner. So he's sprinting. He's like jogging through the woods, and he encounters two charging black bears. And he was able to outrun them. Ended up hiding in on like someone, some porch
house
or something.
Screened in porch, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but, better him than somebody who's, you know, not a runner.
Like me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have been breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we let a couple bears loose on Commercial Street for the marathon tomorrow. Everyone's going to do really well. That's what I would need. I would need that kind of a motivation.
Exactly.
So it goes down. If you if you plan to be in the on the peninsula at all tomorrow, it's going to be kind of messy because certain streets will be closed off. So it starts down on Commercial by Ocean Gateway.
Right. It goes down Commercial.
And then goes down Commercial towards the west end.
Yeah, towards the valley.
And then and goes then... back down sort of through, is it go 4th Street?
No, it goes up Danforth and then up through the west end.
Okay.
And then over to the east end.
Or right, but
probably
on,
have to go 295.
On Danforth and... No, I think it goes back down and then goes up over the Eastern Prom and over Back Cove.
Okay, maybe that's what
And then back down. Either way, it's way longer than I want to even imagine running.
I know, God.
So good for you if you're doing it.
You get a beer at the end. Woohoo!
Yeah.
We'll just buy our
own.
Oh,
do they do that? Do they, like, load up?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's Shipyard. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
See, that is, that's one of those things, when I used to do, I haven't done them in a while, but like those bike events and stuff.
You did it for that the
was
food
the,
and the beer.
Best thing was the beer at the end. Ugh. There's, I don't know, something about when you're tired, you're dehydrated, there's something that tastes amazing about a beer at the end.
Okay. I'm drinking water. He's drinking beer.
Well, duh. Hello.
Really?
If given the option. Okay, so Dean, as far as that goes, and then there's, what else is going on this
week? Yoga Fest.
Yoga Fest is a lot about
doing. It's up on the East End, too. Starts tonight and then tomorrow and Sunday, so I'll be there doing Namaste.
And a lot of that is outdoor, too. So,
yeah.
So what do we got?
Well, I think, you know, today it's going to be cloudy. Temperatures are going to stay in the low to mid-70s. I think there could be a bit of rain or drizzle later this afternoon, this evening. I think the heaviest stays to our south. The thing about tomorrow running that marathon, it's going to get more humid overnight into tomorrow.
Oh.
So the dew points will be in the 60s. So make sure you're hydrated, folks.
We have to get three bears.
Shower, thunderstorm on a couple of occasions tomorrow. And then Sunday looks great. Sunny skies, low 80s, lower humidity. Mm. It looks like a big beach day on Sunday.
Yes.
Striker!
I know. Eva's still going after this boat guy.
She needs a ride.
Come on. See, I'm telling you, she just wants another friend with a boat. That's all it is.
Well, and if he's a single man who's straight.
That's icing
that's
on
like,
the cake.
That's like the jackpot.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Riker, you're coming in too fast.
Blake and Eva in the morning.